This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 268, How to Match a Title with a Person in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Dr., Mrs., Miss, and y'all, how do you know what to call? On today's episode, you'll find out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Michelle. What's happening?
Oh, not too much. How's your day going?
Really good, really good. We got a big snowstorm in Boston today. So, yep.
Are you a fan of the snowstorms? Do you like snow?
I like snow sometimes, as long as the power doesn't go out.
Yes.
I want power
at all times. Yeah, I remember I was in, for Hurricane Sandy, I was in the New York, New Jersey area, and we lost power for like a week.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so it was cold was the worst part.
Oh, God. Well, I guess we always have All Ears English, right?
That's right. To keep us warm.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And so today, Michelle, is a Tear Up Your Textbooks Tuesday. And we want to respond to a question again. I feel like we're answering a lot of questions this week, but that's good. We want your questions, guys. So remember to write in with your questions. Today's question was about how do we actually address people? You know, do we use Mr., Mrs., Sir, Ma'am? Do we use the first name, the last name? It could be really confusing and complicated, right, Michelle, for someone who's just moved to the U.S. and they're just not sure how to address people.
Yeah, there's a lot to do with titles in this country, I think.
Yeah, I think that the U.S. is a relatively casual culture. Would you agree with that for the most part?
Yeah, I think so, because, yeah, I think we use a lot of first names, but not always. So it's tricky.
But not always. For example, in places like the South, the Southern U.S., I tend to hear things like ma'am more often.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, because I think the South tends to have a more traditional culture.
Yeah. And it's real. I love the Southern accent.
Me too. It's awesome. I love it. Yeah. We're going to go into what a common phrase that they do use in the South at the end. Okay. But so generally, okay, let's break it down here. How should our listeners address someone who is a colleague, a friend, or an acquaintance at their age?
Mm-hmm. These people, I would say you usually call them by their first name, right?
Mm-hmm.
It depends. Colleagues, if you're, I don't know, it depends if the colleague is like at a superior level to you, but I still think I've never had a job where I didn't call even a boss by their first name. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, and even a boss. Okay. So that's interesting, right? So I think it also depends on your field.
Right.
But I think you're right. So that goes back to the U.S. being pretty casual.
Right.
Because you're calling even your boss by their first name. But the one thing, the warning there is that you want to check and make sure.
Right.
You want to see what they tell you to call them, right?
Right. And sometimes there are clues, you know, even maybe on an email they send you or something like that. For example, I had an internship like, gosh, maybe 7 years ago now. And I kept on writing to my boss like, oh, Mr. Michaels, Mr. Michaels. And he wrote back to me, okay, that's my dad. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes these people do want the formality and sometimes they don't. So usually I would say you let them tell you or see what everybody else does.
Right. So they're likely to say, oh, just call me John.
Right.
Or, oh, it's John, no problem, right? Things like that. Just listen out for that. And also, you're right, good point, Michelle. Observe what everyone else does. But Yeah, I mean, my dad is a boss. My dad is actually an optometrist, but he has a private practice. So he has an office of employees. And even the secretary, I mean, everyone who works for him and under him, they all call him by his first name, which is Vin. Mm. So, you know, that's another example of the less hierarchical workplace in the U.S., right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And what about a friend's parent? Like someone, let's say we meet a colleague or a friend and then they have their parent with them. Mm-hmm. In general, how would we want to go ahead and address them?
Okay, with them, I would say you would use like Mr. or Mrs. So like, hi, Mrs. Brown or something like that. Especially if you're a lot younger, like if you're, you know, teenager kid. But I mean,
right.
In any case, I think it's good to start off with Mr. or Mrs. for somebody's parents.
Yeah. And again, this is the kind of situation where if you're really close to your friend and your friend's family, you may have known them for years, for example, they might ask you to call them, yeah, Mary or something.
Yeah.
Right. But generally, you should, if you're just meeting them for the first time, you know, Miss, Mr., Mrs. or Mr. is fine. Miss is a little bit different, and we're going to get to that in just a second.
Yes.
But what about teachers in colleges, for example, like professors?
Yeah, this is a good one. So with these people, you know, if they have a PhD, then you're going to call them doctor.
Yes.
And then their last name. So Dr. Jones, Dr. Smith, something like that. Mm-hmm.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right. And that also goes for medical doctors, of course.
Yes, of course. And a point about this is also with writing. I think that's important. Like if you're addressing them, you know, like if you're sending some sort of invitation, like for me, you know, I'm going to be sending wedding invitations and you have to think like, who's a doctor? Do they care? Some people, it's important to them, that title. They worked hard for it, right?
Right.
But some people, they don't care so much. So it's kind of interesting.
That's a really good point. And I also think it depends on the culture of the school.
Right.
If you're talking about professors.
Right.
I went to a school here in Boston for my master's degree that was very casual, kind of like a hippie-ish school. And, you know, even though obviously all the professors were PhDs, they were doctors, mm-hmm. We call them by their first names.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's common in small kind of liberal arts colleges in the U.S. to call your professor by their first name. What about you? What did you call your professors in college or in graduate school, Michelle?
Ah, that's a good question. I think I called them doctor something if they had a PhD. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, you went to a big school.
Right. Yeah, so I would say that probably because of big schools, it's more maybe... not more formal, but because there are just more people, you end up calling them doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, for example, in my graduate program, the average class size was like 15 people,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we're so close and we're talking about such intense topics that, yeah, the name was just, you know, Jay, for example, instead of, you know, Dr. Jones. It was just Jay.
Right.
That was the that's what we called
right.
him. Interesting. All right. So let's move on. So what about if we're in a shop?
Mm-hmm.
And we're shopping around, what would we call the person working at the shop?
Yeah, you would probably call a younger person, miss, like, excuse me, miss, or something mm-hmm. like that. Or for an older, this is for women, of course, excuse me, ma'am, for an older woman.
Oh, and what about sir?
Yeah, sir, also for a man. Yeah, sir, can you help me? Something like that.
Yeah, and what did you had mentioned something earlier
yes.
when we were talking that you wanted to say about the difference between miss and ma'am.
Yeah, with this, I think it really is a big deal, the age, because it can be not offensive, but a little strange to call like a young woman ma'am, unless you're in the South.
Unless you're in the South, right?
But like, so, you know, from time to time, I mean, I like to think of myself as a young woman. And from time to time, if somebody calls me ma'am, you know, it does kind of make me think, what? You know? So it just is a little bit awkward. It can make somebody feel awkward if you call them ma'am when they're kind of on the younger side.
Well, then what's the cutoff age? I mean, when, how do we actually know when they're a ma'am and when they're a miss?
Count the wrinkles. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know. When do you become a ma'am?
I feel like 30.
How old?
30.
You think?
Could 30 be? Yeah, maybe. I mean, so that means I'm a ma'am.
I don't think you're a ma'am. No, I wouldn't even.
I don't think I'm a ma'am either.
I would push it a 40.
40? Oh my gosh. Okay, maybe. I mean, oh geez. So there's obviously no clear age, guys, but in general, so miss is for someone who is younger, who seems younger, who acts younger, just younger, okay? Mm-hmm. Ma'am is for older ladies, who are a little bit older, it's more respectful. Mm-hmm. And if you make a little bit of a mistake, I think, you know, especially if you're from another part of the world, it's okay.
It's no big deal. No one's going to like cry about it, but I'm just, you know, it's good to
only
know.
Only Michelle.
Yeah, only me. No, they call me ma'am. Oh no. No, but, no, it's not a big deal. It just does make you for a second think, oh, like, and then you forget about it 2 seconds later. But also, Mrs. of course is for married woman.
Right.
Yeah. Like how we spoke about for friends, parents. But yeah, I just wanted to bring up Mrs. and the difference.
That's important. Yeah, absolutely. Mrs. Although we wouldn't just say if we don't have someone's actual name to follow it, we wouldn't just say, hello, Mrs. Right.
Exactly. And like, for example, not to stray too far, but if you're applying to a job or something and you're writing a cover letter, you're going to write Miss. Yeah. Oh. Maybe they're married, but you know, you don't know.
Oh, interesting. Right. When you don't know, you don't want to assume that someone's married.
Right.
Yes.
So use miss when in doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, it's interesting that in different languages, like, for example, Spanish, we have two different forms of the pronoun you. Mm-hmm. Right. We have a couple of different ways that there's the formal version and then there's the casual version.
Same with French.
Same with French, same with Portuguese, I'm guessing.
Probably
you guys can correct me.
I don't know, romance languages, I'm guessing, yeah.
Right, so, but in English, it's really just you, right, Michelle?
Right.
Just you.
Yeah, we don't, everybody is you.
So it's okay to say you if you're talking to a superior, right? Oh, how long have you been working here? That's okay. It's totally fine. It's the same word.
Right.
Obviously, you want to be careful about your intonation, your tone of voice, mm-hmm. right? Because there's a way to say you that could be insulting.
Right, right. You. That's not
right.
Good.
Exactly.
You.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Right, right. Exactly. So it's more about intonation. So guys, that was just another question that someone wrote in to ask us about, but there's only one you in English. Mm-hmm. So just go with you. And then, Michelle, the last thing was, Y'all.
I love y'all. Y'all means you all. And it's another one that's used mostly in the South. And it's adorable.
It's adorable. Do you like the Southern accent? Do you find it sexy?
I do. I find it. One of my best friends is from South Carolina. And she just has the cutest Southern accent. I don't know. I'm just like, I want it, but it doesn't sound natural on me.
Yeah, right. That's fun. Yeah, we've had a couple of people on the show. We had someone on the show from Austin, Texas, and he shared this phrase, y'all, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all. He said we have to stretch it out a bit at the end. So, all right. So we've been through a bunch of different ways to address people here, guys. So if you have any questions, this may have been a little confusing. If you got confused about anything, come right over to allearsenglish.com/268, and we will be in the comments to answer your questions.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you, Lindsay. This was awesome.
Yeah. Take care. Have a good one.
Y'all have a good day now. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.